Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
I know you're going to dig this.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
Now, you're wondering how come this podcast is late.
I was giving you time to get the last one straight.
A coach's job is to put his players in positions to win. So on the basketball court, that means running plays that accentuate the positive parts of a guy's game, putting him in a position to make a winning play. But what that ultimately entails is actually putting a guy in a game. Cleveland Cavaliers super shooter Kyle Korver has been hooping, but Korver didn't get into game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics until the second quarter when the Cavs were down 13 points. Cavs coach Ty Lue said his cue for inserting Korver in the series had been when Boston Celtics coach Brad Stevens put Shemi Ojeleye in the game. And I get it. I mean, it's about matchups. But here you had Korver in game 4 making 4 of 7 shots off the bench after checking in late in the first quarter. Yet Lue's going to let Brad Stevens dictate the chess moves because Lue's over there playing simple checkers, over there just reacting. Listen, Korver tends to have more freedom on the court when he's out there at the same time as LeBron James and Kevin Love. The Celtics are going to make sure Love and James don't get any open looks, which leaves Korver more wiggle room. And Korver doesn't need a lot of space to begin with. Korver made just 2 of 6 shots in Game 5. Didn't play but 19 minutes. Now, he's been averaging close to 11 points in about 25 minutes per game this postseason. Ty Lue, put that man on the floor. Stop reacting. Stop playing checkers. Play chess. For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to urbanmediatoday.com. That's urbanmediatoday.com. Keeping you connected from the fields to the stands, I'm your man, John McCann.
It's Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.